American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54. Hey, I've got some more idioms for you. Bull in a china shop. Bull in a china shop is used in insensitive to delicate situations, to be so clumsy that one breaks things inadvertently or accidentally. Here's an example. Tom was a bit of a bull in a china shop when he met his girlfriend's family, asking all the wrong kinds of questions about her relatives. Here's another. Larry can't take his son into the glassware store because he always manages to break things. He's like a bull in a china shop. Here's another idiom. Bum steer. To give someone a bum steer, bad advice or instructions. My stockbroker really gave me a bum steer. I bought a stock he recommended and it did nothing but go down. Kim stopped at a gas station for directions to City Hall. The mechanic told her how to get there, but he gave her a bum steer and she got lost again. Burn one's bridges. To burn a bridge, to take a course of action that makes it impossible to go back. Here's an example. Hey, if you commit yourself to that course of action, you'll be burning your bridges and you won't be able to start over. A second example. Anita decided she ought to leave herself the option of going back to school. She decided not to burn all her bridges. So when you use that phrase, burn one's bridges, to burn your bridge, it means you've done something, taken an action of some kind where you probably won't be able to go back and do that again. Often used in jobs. To burn rubber. Hey, can you believe it? That's an idiom. To burn rubber is to accelerate with tires so quickly from a stop position that the rubber tires make a loud squealing noise and leave a black mark on the street. It's also a slang expression meaning to hurry. Here's an example. The traffic light turned green. The car tires squealed as the driver pushed the gas pedal to the floor and burned rubber. Here's another one. Hey, we're going to have to burn rubber if we hope to get to the wedding on time. This expression is also used as slang for hurry. Burn the candle at both ends, to overwork oneself. Here's an example. Hey, Marie works all day and goes to school every evening. Then she has to get up early in order to study. She's wearing herself out. She's burning the candle at both ends. Another example. You really burn the candle at both ends. You've got to start taking it easy or you'll end up in the hospital. The expression suggests that one is wasting one's resources or energy. Here's another idiom. Burn the midnight oil. Burn the midnight oil to stay up late at night studying or working. A great example. Hey, if they expect to pass the test tomorrow, they'll have to open their books and begin burning the midnight oil. In other words, they'll have to study a lot real fast. Another example. Hey, the boss expects to see the new plans tomorrow. The only way I'm going to be able to finish them in time is to burn the midnight oil tonight. The literal definition of burning the midnight oil suggests burning the oil in an oil lamp for light in order to work in the dark. A lot of idioms come from expressions like that may have been used literally in the early days. Today it's more idiomatic. Hey, burned out, lacking enthusiasm due to overexposure or too much of the same thing or completely used up or worn out. Here's an example. Hey, Scott just couldn't face another semester studying chemistry. He had taken so many chemistry classes that he was burned out. Another example. Hey, Betty got burned out spending so much time volunteering at the hospital. She decided she needed a vacation. The expression suggests a device like a light bulb that burns out or stops shining when all of its energy is used up. So, again, many idioms come from literal meanings in the very beginning, and they've kind of changed the way that we use them over time. Here's another idiom, burning question. Burning question is a question that deserves or demands discussion. Here's an example. Hey, I don't think there's any doubt that he loves her, but will he marry her? Well, that's the burning question. Another example, hey, it's not a matter of which college he should apply to since he can get into both of them. The burning question is, what should he study once he gets there? Here's another idiom we use often. Hey, bury the hatchet to end a dispute. In other words, somebody had a disagreement, an argument of some kind, and now they want to be friends again. Here's an example. This argument has gone on way too long. Hey, why don't we bury the hatchet once and for all? Another example, I'll always be sorry for that. My father and I fought before he died, and I never got a chance to bury the hatchet. The expression may originate from a Native American custom of burying a hatchet as a sign of agreeing to peace. Here's another idiom for you. Butt in is to interfere or literally push one's way in between other people. Here's an example. Hey, this argument is between your sister and me, and it doesn't concern you. Don't butt in. Second example. Hey, we've been waiting patiently in this long line, and that woman just butted in ahead of us. She should have gone to the end of the line to wait like the rest of us. The expression suggests a ram butting with its horns. Boy, that goes back a long way, let me tell you. Hey, have fun with idioms. Hey, I hope you enjoyed today's lesson, American English Grammar Review with Bill Green 54.